Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for June 23rd, 2024 is based on Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. The guest preacher is Pastor Drew Tucker, Executive Director of Hopewood Outdoors Ministries.
Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, and in it we find Jesus calming the storm on the sea, which reveals God's power over evil, since the sea represents evil and chaos. And the boat on the sea symbolizes the church and invites us to trust God amidst life's turbulence. So when everything had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. Exactly. They woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, again, greetings, friends. It is good to be with you this morning. I am Drew Tucker, and when I am not making tiny voices in front of congregations, I serve as the executive director at Hopewood Outdoors and travel around to congregational partners like y'all, go to our camps each week. I know I'm going to see a few of you at camp in this coming week. It is a joy to be with you today because I appreciate your partnership with us in outdoor ministry, your generosity, your participation in programs, and the invitation to join you here today. I want to thank also the team for the hospitality and Pastor Corey for the invitation. It's particularly special to me because you may not know that Pastor Corey was a student in seminary while I was the pastor for the seminary. And so it's something particularly joyous to follow one of your students into the pulpits that they now serve. So it's really wonderful to be here. I arrived in this ministry after actually more than a dozen years in higher education. So I served at different colleges and universities. And it was out of that comfort zone that God called me into this new realm of leadership, and in particular, outdoor ministry leadership. And it's been a year now. This is something like year two, day four of my role in this ministry. And it's been so much fun to learn about our campers, our programs, our sites, our donors, the whole community. We have currently two camps that we oversee: Luther Memorial Camp at Hopewood Pines and Camp Luther at Hopewood Shores. Luther Memorial Camp at Hopewood Pines is just north of Columbus, and Camp Luther at Hopewood Shores is east of Cleveland. And we also carry on the legacy of two other ministries: Camp Moana, which was near Mansfield, Moana Camper, same here, and also Miami Valley Outdoor Ministry, which is the day camp ministry that served this area for so many years. So I'm curious, out of all of those ministries, current and the ones we carry forward, who has connections to the ministry in some way or another? Yeah? There are more hands out there than I thought. Thank you. Yes, it's something that I think is really special, that whether it is for ministries like Camp Moana, where I grew up and is now a nature preserve in partnership with Richland County, or whether it's for those folks going to family camp in about a week or so, that there is a ministry continuation that's happening. And part of what drew me to this call was that ministry continuity, because we have a big vision to connect all people with nature and faith to bless a changing world. We, this small outdoor ministry organization in the state of Ohio has a vision to connect all people with nature and faith to bless a changing world. That is what some leadership gurus call a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. If you know what makes a goal hairy, frankly, I don't want to know. That's more detail than I need this morning. But it is a big goal. We are Lutherans. We are connected with a small number of churches. We are connected with a small number of people. How can we connect all people? But that's just what a vision should do. It should push us to grow beyond what we think we can do, what we think we're able to do, because God has called us to something greater beyond ourselves. And we've seen that this year already. In the first 3 months, in that first quarter, we had double the number of campers this year than we did last year for retreats, day events, and those kinds of things. Our fundraising is up something like $40,000 year over year to this point. We are seeing people buy in because they want to see more people connect with nature and faith. We are even seeing new partners join the efforts from places like the federal government. Y'all know AmeriCorps, the Year of Service? We had AmeriCorps volunteers on one of our sites for 3 weeks in May, and they had such a good time that they asked us to reapply for a full 8 weeks this fall to serve both of our sites. And even more surprising than that, the miracle of all miracles, people are saying yes to committee work. That's right, you know Jesus is alive if people say yes to a committee at this point, right? It is people investing with, whether it's their time or their money, their presence, their effort, their prayers, that we know that God is calling us to connect even more people with nature and faith to bless a changing world. But I have to admit, though I know I'm sure I seemed like a pro when I was leading that song this morning, I did not serve as a camp counselor as a young adult. But that didn't mean I didn't serve the church. Because between high school and college, I served a year with another organization called Captive Free. And this was an organization that puts bands together of young adults that would then travel the country and serve various youth events, play in prisons and detention centers, do VBS in partnership with congregations, and so much more. But wouldn't you know it, in the year of our Lord, 2004-2005, our theme for that summer, that year, was Calm the Storm. And the theme verse is, of course, the one we heard from today's gospel. Who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the waves, and they obey him? So this verse, this idea is deeply seated within my heart. Now, the good news for you is I've forgotten most of the talks that I gave 20 years ago when that was happening. So you're getting something fresh. It's meant for today. It's not just recycled. But it's a verse that I think I've heard many preachers, many speakers, many Bible studies reflecting on. What is God up to here? And there's a couple of ways that seem pretty common to talk about or interpret this verse, this passage, really. Because sometimes people take it in a kind of very real, literal, environmental direction, right? God is the creator of all things, including, as our introduction said, the winds and the waves. And so God has the power to cease the storms. God has the power because God is the one who spoke them into existence. And after all, Christ is the word that God spoke in creation. So of course Christ could then speak to the winds and the waves and bring them to cease. These kind of approaches ultimately emphasize that God's involvement is not only about God's power, but our responsibility as God's people to then live in harmony with creation, to live alongside our fellow creatures. Others will take this in a different, rather than the kind of literal creation connection, more in the place of metaphorical storms in life. After all, I think it's pretty relatable that life will squall around us sometimes. You ever feel like you have a storm in your life? Some chaos, some thunder, some lightning, a tornado, something like that. And it's particularly hard when it feels like Jesus is asleep. And it doesn't seem like Jesus cares that there's a storm all around. And all we want, all we need in those times is for God, the God of all creation, to intervene in this one chaotic life that is ours. These two approaches with this one story. But fortunately, one of the gifts of Lutheran theology is that rather than approach God or scripture or faith with that kind of either-or mentality, only one or the other can be right, we are a both-and kind of people. We find the truth amidst the tension between the poles. If you remember catechism, and I'm sure everyone does, Luther's always not talking about yes or no, but saying yes and yes. Where is God in the midst of those two yeses? So this story about Jesus has both a literal connection to our world and, I think, a metaphorical application to our lives. So I want to give you an example from outdoor ministry. While there's a lot of chaos that I'm sure I could share with about you, I want to share a story about our storms. Because you see, we are trying to grow as an organization with that vision in mind. We've committed to welcoming new groups. We've committed to expanding our camper base and hosting different kinds of organizations, which means we're also pushed to be better prepared for different kinds of people. So there's a learning curve there, right? Our storms are sometimes just like, oh, we didn't know to prepare for that. We've got to learn better about one another, about ourselves. And sometimes those storms are also very literal storms. We have 480 acres, and when all of that wind shear comes like it did a few months ago, we had a lot of trees come down. We had to cut up a lot of firewood. Not to mention during staff training, before campers ever even arrived, there was a storm warning that forced our counselors into the storm shelters, even before day one, right? There's literal storms, and there's those kind of metaphorical storms. Trust me, though, the metaphorical storms are the ones that consume my mind right now, because the gale that is swirling around our organization is a pool at one of our sites that was promised to be finished before Memorial Day. It is less than half complete, and we have a pool contractor that we found out last week didn't even submit the plans to the state of Ohio for approval. So they might have to dig up the whole thing and start over again. That's just a mite at this point, and I'm really hoping that, like, Jesus can calm that part of the storm in particular. That's wild. And we surely can't fix that on our own. And it sure feels like Jesus is asleep, and we've tried to do the right thing, tried to bring in the right experts, tried to communicate, and it's just not happening. One of the realities that we have is that we know we can't do it on our own. I imagine you felt like this before in your life as well. I hope not with a pool project. That has taken years off my life. But as an individual, maybe as families, most likely as a church, that you've had storms where you just can't figure out, how did we get here? We followed Jesus into this storm. Why is he still asleep? It wonders why God is taking so long to act. Through our ordeal, what I've realized is this. That other storm of trying to expand our relationship, grow our networks, get more connected to serve more people better, has shown us that God is present in some surprising places. Because it's not just this tension of abstract learning. It's a literal Bible verse. It's a figurative Bible verse. That's nice, and it's great for Bible school. But what about when you're living in the tension of real life? What about when you're suffering? When you have no idea where to go? It's in the tensions of real life that God shows up in the middle as well. Because it's some of those people who were most devastated after we had told them, absolutely, the contractor promised the pool by Memorial Day. It will be there ready for you. And here we are. We have campers arriving for week three today. And guess what? You know where the pool is. They're not happy. Some of our rental groups in July, even less happy. And so they called me last week. It was not the most fun conversation during my first year as an executive director of this organization, because they were angry, because we had told them it was going to be ready. Because we had trusted someone who had failed us, and through us, failed them. I said to them, I get it, because I trusted them too. I know you feel lied to because I feel lied to. So there's nothing I can do to pretend like this isn't a problem, to pretend like this doesn't hurt you, because it does hurt, and I'm sorry. The next day, he called back. He said, Drew, I want you to know that we are in Hopewood's corner, because we've called our county prosecutor, we've called our state representatives and senators, we've done everything we can to figure out how do we put pressure on this company that has left us all abandoned, just to do what they've already been paid about half of the contract to do. I didn't expect to find God in the voice of a man who had been so angry with me the day before. I didn't expect that storm in my soul to find any kind of stillness through that person's voice. But it's weird how God works through the most unlikely of people. Now, to be clear, that storm isn't over. We still deeply need your prayers. Please pray for us. Whatever kind of advocacy support you have, we would love that. But it's the surprising thing for me that in the midst of that life tension, that God spoke not one word to still the storm, but that God spoke words through one of the images of God, one of the people that's created in God's image to bring an unexpected stillness in a time of chaos for us. So it's that advocacy from all different corners all across the state that has gone from one voice in the wilderness to now a chorus calling out that has eventually at least brought this pool contractor back to the negotiating table this week. So if nothing else, the storm has not stopped, but there is a way through. The same is true for all of the storms that we face, friends, whether it's as an individual, as a church community, as a family, as a city. We really want God to just go and have the storm be stopped. And God has the power to do that. How many of you have been in a storm when all of a sudden it stopped raining and there was no explanation other than the, well, I guess it's done, right? But so often God speaks the word through us who were called to speak God's words of peace. So often what happens is that we as God's images are called both to listen to God, to rely on God's work, and we as God's people, as God's images, are called to be responsible and join in with God's work. Again, one of those tensions. So we are both reliant on God to calm the storms we cannot calm. I am certainly reliant on God to calm storms that I cannot calm. I'm sure you are reliant on God to calm storms you cannot calm. And we are conduits for God's voice. You are a conduit for God's voice. Because that voice speaks stillness into storms that we cannot imagine are chaos in someone else's life. So my encouragement for you this morning is this. Whatever storm you are facing in your own life, whatever kind of chaos feels like it's going to fill up the boat and sink your hopes, the Creator of all things has the power to still a storm with a single word and has chosen to speak that word through you and through me and through our communities, because God isn't asleep, just working in ways that we don't expect. God has not abandoned us, but instead invited us to be agents of that stillness. Listen to what one another have to say. It may just be that the word of God will be spoken through these images of God and bring inexplicable calm into our world. It may be that you speak that word even when, especially when, you need God to calm your storm too. So thanks be to God for speaking truth in the midst of our tension and calming the storms that we cannot calm on our own. Amen. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks for your presence and your power. Help us to understand and appreciate that our expectations are not always aligned with your calling. Help us to trust that you are speaking stillness into this world of chaos, and empower us to be agents of stillness, to be bringers of peace into our world, into other worlds, indeed into all your creation. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.